Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Rush Enterprises, a company that might not be on everyone's radar, but definitely deserves a closer look if you're into long-term investing with a focus on niche industrial plays. I'm stoked to dive into this one with you today, breaking down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for Rush Enterprises, while keeping an eye on what this means for your portfolio over the long haul. Let's unpack this together and see if this stock has the horsepower to drive your investments forward. First off, for those who might not be super familiar, Rush Enterprises is a major player in the commercial vehicle dealership space. They're not just selling trucks, they're a full-service provider, dealing in new and used commercial vehicles, aftermarket parts, service, and even leasing solutions. Operating primarily in the U.S., they're deeply entrenched in the transportation and logistics sector, an industry that's literally the backbone of our economy. With a solid market cap and a wide network, they've carved out a strong position in this specialized field. Now, let's set the stage with some recent context before we get into the nitty-gritty of our analysis. Looking at the latest updates, Rush Enterprises has been making waves with their Q2 earnings, reporting revenues of around $1.9 billion, which shows they're holding steady in a competitive market. Performance-wise, their stock has shown some mixed results across different timeframes, with short-term fluctuations but a more stable trend over the longer term, especially when you zoom out to the five-year view. The industry itself, tied to commercial vehicles and transportation, has its own ups and downs, but Rush seems to be navigating these waters with a focus on operational efficiency. There's also chatter from their recent earnings call about strategic moves to bolster growth, which we'll touch on as we go. So with that backdrop, let's roll into the core of our discussion and break down the SWOT for Rush Enterprises. Our strengths: robust revenue stream. One of the standout points for Rush Enterprises is their consistent revenue generation. With $1.9 billion in the latest quarter, they're showing they can pull in serious numbers, which is a great sign for stability. This isn't just a flash in the pan. Their income statements over recent years reflect a solid trend of keeping the top line strong, even in a cyclical industry. Operational footprint. Their extensive network of dealerships and service centers across the U.S. gives them a competitive edge. This isn't just about selling trucks. It's about being a one-stop shop for commercial vehicle needs, from parts to repairs. That kind of integrated model builds customer loyalty and recurring revenue, a big plus for long-term investors like us. Healthy margins. Digging into their metrics, Rush boasts a decent gross profit margin, which tells me they're not just moving volume, but actually making good money on each transaction. Their net profit margin isn't too shabby either, showing they've got a handle on costs, which is critical in a capital-intensive business like this. Positive cash flow. Their cash flow statements highlight a strong operating cash flow, and free cash flow yield looks promising too. This means they've got the liquidity to reinvest in the business or return value to shareholders without stretching themselves thin. For a long-term investor, that's the kind of financial health you want to see. Weaknesses: debt levels. Now, let's not sugarcoat this. Rush Enterprises has a notable debt-to-equity ratio that raises an eyebrow. While they're managing it for now, a high debt load in a cyclical industry can be a drag if economic conditions tighten or interest rates keep climbing. It's something to monitor closely. Short-term volatility. Looking at their performance over the past few weeks and months, there's some choppiness. This isn't a deal-breaker for long-term holders, but it does mean you might need a strong stomach if you're watching the ticker day-to-day. It's more of a reminder that this stock can be swayed by broader market or sector trends. Dependence on industry cycles. Their business is tightly tied to the transportation and logistics sector, which can be a double-edged sword. When freight demand dips or economic growth slows, Rush feels the pinch. Their latest earnings call mentioned some external challenges, and that cyclical nature is a real concern for consistent growth. Opportunities. Strategic growth initiatives. One thing that got me excited from their Q2 earnings call is their focus on expanding service offerings and leveraging technology to improve efficiency. They're not just sitting on their hands, they're actively looking to grow their aftermarket and leasing segments, which could diversify revenue and reduce reliance on new vehicle sales. Industry tailwinds. While the commercial vehicle space has its cycles, there are long-term trends working in their favor. Think about the ongoing push for logistics and e-commerce growth. More goods moving means more trucks on the road, and Rush is well-positioned to capitalize on that. Their sector performance data shows some positive momentum over the longer term, which could lift their boat too. Valuation potential. Peeking at their forward PE ratio, it's sitting at a reasonable level compared to industry averages. This suggests there might be some room for upside if they execute on their growth plans. For value investors in our audience, this could be a signal to dig deeper. Rush might not be overpriced just yet, leaving space for gains down the road. Geographic expansion. While they're already big in the US, their earnings call hinted at potential for further geographic reach or deeper penetration in existing markets. If they can pull that off without overextending, it could be a game changer for scaling their operations. Threats. Economic sensitivity. Let's be real. Rush Enterprises is at the mercy of macroeconomic conditions. A slowdown in GDP growth or a freight recession could hit their sales hard. Their earnings call summary mentioned navigating an uncertain environment. And that uncertainty is a genuine risk for anyone holding this stock long term. Competitive pressure. The commercial vehicle dealership space isn't a solo act. There are other players out there. And if competitors start undercutting on price or innovating faster, Rush could lose market share. They've got a strong position now, but complacency isn't an option. Regulatory and environmental shifts. With increasing focus on sustainability, there's always the looming threat of stricter emissions regulations or a faster-than-expected shift to electric vehicles in the commercial space. Rush is adapting, but if they lag behind on this front, it could hurt their relevance in the future. Interest rate impact. With their debt levels, rising interest rates could squeeze their margins by increasing borrowing costs. It's not an immediate crisis, but it's a background threat that could compound if economic conditions worsen. As we wrap up this deep dive, I want to zoom out and think about what all this means for you as a long-term investor. Rush Enterprises has a lot going for it. Strong revenue, a solid operational base, and some exciting growth prospects on the horizon. But it's not without its challenges, especially with debt on the balance sheet and the ever-present risk of economic downturns hitting their core market. For me, the key takeaway is that this is a stock for those who believe in the enduring importance of transportation and logistics and who are willing to ride out some bumps along the way. Their valuation looks fair, and if they can execute on their strategic initiatives, there's potential for solid returns over the next few years. I'd love to hear what you think. Do you see Rush Enterprises as a core holding in your portfolio, or are you wary of the cyclical risks? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and let's keep this conversation going. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned to MarketSnap for our daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses, available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, check out the full SWOT breakdown on our platform for a quick reference. Until next time, keep building that wealth, and I'll see you in the next one.